It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning is Valerie Marietti. She is part of the PTA.
Yes.
From Creekview Elementary. Valerie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. So it's that time of year. We need to start talking about the fact that, you know, last week was a fun time.
Right. Last week we did our Dr. Seuss week, which was a little bit crazy. The kids loved it. We had Wacky Wednesday. They even traded classrooms there for a short time in the morning. We had the police come and they read some poetry, read some Dr. Seuss books, which the kids loved, played some games. We had Crazy Sock Day and Mustache Day. We had all kinds of craziness last week. This week, we're trying to be a little more serious. We're doing our health week this week. We're focusing on dental health. All the kids got a toothbrush today. I just wanted to say thank you to all of our dentists out there that donated, Dr. Olson, Dr. Lowe, all the dentists at Price Pediatric Dental, Dr. Markham, London, Bott, Dr. Jackson, Dr. Feller, and Dr. Scouten. By the time we were done, we had over 500 toothbrushes. So thank you very much to all of our generous dentists in our community that helped us to give a toothbrush to all of our kids.
So what you're saying is you've got plenty of toothbrushes if anybody needs one.
Yes, yes. All of the kids, check your backpacks. All of the kids should be coming home with a toothbrush. Now, I did see some kids on the playground with their toothbrushes out, even though we asked them to put them in the backpacks. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to come home with it. I mean, fingers crossed.
They just never seem to make it where they're supposed
right,
to, really.
Right, right.
That's okay. That's part of being a kid.
Yeah, that's okay. Hopefully they have one at home as well. We are going to be doing, for the younger kids on Wednesday, we have a fire truck and the ambulance coming. The kids are going to get a quick look at the fire truck and the ambulance. On Friday, I'm actually really excited about this. We have an assembly. Teresa Martinez from Public Health is coming in the morning to talk about nutrition. And then Cody Bunderson from Fierce MMA is going to come and talk about bullying. Not just about don't bully, but about how to handle it when someone else bullies you. How to be okay with yourself and be able to kind of ignore just that how kids are. I mean, we all know how kids can be. And if you are the kind of kid that gets really upset easily, bullying gets bad because if they can get a rise out of you, they're going to keep at it. Exactly. So I'm really excited that Cody's going to come out and just talk with the kids and hopefully give them a healthy way of dealing with those situations. Thank you to Amy Ruggieri. She's kind of organized our health week, which is, it's a lot. It's a lot to do. It's a lot of kind of, calling all the dentists and getting all the parents organized and that kind of thing. So thank you, Amy, for that. She actually went and bought, I'm not sure how many boxes of fruit leather, but I know it was enough for 500 kids. So thank you for the quick trip to get the snack. So we're excited for our health week this week. I wanted to talk quickly about car seats and boosters for all the kids, but I went online and I was trying to find some up-to-date 2019 information, and I had a tough time finding anything that is accurate. So check our Facebook page in the next couple days. I'm still going to do a quick search and see if I can find some information. If your child does not have a booster, please contact us because I know there are, I'm not sure if you would call it a grant or if there's just programs here in our area where you can get a booster seat for your kids. Let's keep our kids safe.
Absolutely. And what we'll do is, you know what, the sheriff comes in here once a week. We'll
right.
talk to him.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
We'll have him get in touch with you.
Yes, that would be great. Yeah, if you guys, if you don't have a booster for your child and I know right now the law is under 4'9" should be in a booster. That's pretty big. I mean, I know adults that aren't 4'9". So if you have a little one and they're not in a booster, give me a call or get on our Facebook page and let's try to find a way to get your child a booster.
And you know what the fun thing is about this healthy week that you've got planned is it's fun. It's fun for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
We just had Principal Winfrey in from Castle Heights,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying that, you know, February and March is just a terrible time for the kids
because
there's just no time off, and it's
they're
just trying to survive until they get to, you know, spring break. So.
Yeah, we've got, we're going to, I'm not sure what day it is this week. I think it's on Wednesday, but during lunch, we're going to have some of the parents doing just quick little exercises during lunch. And I'm sure they're going to be doing, you know, some crazy music. So that should be fun. It kind of, it cuts up the day and it gets the kids going, you know, wakes them back up after that lunchtime. So, yeah, we're doing a lot of things this week. Creekview, I love Creekview. We have a bunch of really great parents and people that are willing to volunteer and put in the time.
So. Well, it seems like every time you guys come in, anytime anybody from an elementary school, they talk about that, is that parent involvement is so huge.
Yes, yes. Oh, and I wanted to say really quickly, last time I was here, I was complaining about the craziness in our parking lots and how dangerous our parking is. So much better. And we have quite a bit of police presence, which thank you very much, police officers in Price City. You'd be surprised how much better people, the parking and the speed is when there are police officers parked very, very close to the parking lot. So thank you to the police officers. Thank you to the parents that are following the rules, parking only in the parking spots. You know, let's keep our kids safe.
Well, I was going to say, really, you know, all they would need to do is bring a police car down and park it.
Yeah,
there.
Serious.
They could leave an empty car there and they'd be just fine.
So. You'd be surprised. Yeah. I can tell from two blocks away whether there's a police officer parked near the school or not. If you see someone running late and they're doing, you know, 45 by the domes, no police officer there today.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah.
Very true. Okay, so just a quick recap. Dr. Seuss Week was last week. Had a great time.
Yes,
as
the kids
always.
Loved it. The kids loved it. We had a good time. It was fun. We did all kinds of fun stuff. Dress in green, you know, crazy socks, mustache day. I mean, we had kind of a lot of fun stuff to do. So.
And then this week we've got Health Week. We have the toothbrushes that are going home. So make sure that, you know, check your backpacks. There are toothbrushes in there. The fire truck and the ambulance is on Wednesday.
And that will just be for the younger kids, kindergarten 1 and 2. Friday assembly will be for the older kids, for the like 3rd through 5th.
Okay, so that's something to look forward to. It's always a fun time.
Yes.
All right. Anything else we need to touch on before we get away here?
I think that is it. If you guys are having issues trying to get a car seat, please let us know. I'm in the process of finding a way to get some people boosters that need boosters.
And we'll find out what we can for you and shift that your way.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Val, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Now, for more information on this and other interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on AM 750, 107.3 FM.